Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Yo, what's up? This is Chris, and you have tuned into The Grind. We're on to number 14. We're calling this one the Junofest edition. In honor of the movie? No. In honor of the city in Alaska? No, not that either. This is in honor, not really in honor, I guess, after everything that's transpired, but coverage devoted to what was going around in the city of Calgary over the weekend that the Juno Awards were being held there. Juno Awards, kind of like the Canadian low-key version of the Grammys, if you're not familiar with the Junos themselves. Basically, Canada's music award show is what the Junos are. And so everything that you would imagine would come along with an event like that, that's what we had going on in Calgary over the weekend. We had sort of a Friday-Saturday music fest with probably around 130 different musical acts that were playing around town. I had a list of different artists that I wanted to at least check out one or two songs, but didn't do too well on that list of trying to see everybody that I wanted to. Did catch up with good friends of Punk Radio Cast. The guys in St. Alvia Cartel, they were nominated for a Juno this year, and we were able to catch them right before they had to hit the stage, so we talked to them for a little bit, and also caught up with three Calgary bands, some past friends of ours on the show, and some new ones. We'll be bringing you an interview with the guys from Fallout Frequency. We talked to Isaac and Jay, and after I did all these interviews and I was looking at all the material, I thought, well, I didn't just get a lot of band stuff. I think this show is a pretty good coverage of sort of what's going on in Calgary from a lot of different perspectives. We've got these guys playing in the bands, and then some of them own labels, and we've got some people that are working in recording studios down there, and really gives you a good idea of sort of the vibrant scene of what's going on in Calgary. So along with that St. Alvia Cartel interview and some tunes by them, we're going to hear from The Evidence, and we also caught up with the guys from The Neckers, and all sorts of different enriching content in there for you guys to consume today. Also, we're going to be introducing a new feature within The Grind. I get a lot of stuff in my mailbox, physical mailbox, and the old internet mailbox, from just different bands that are saying, hey, here's some of our new stuff, let's hear what you have to say about it. And if it's something that really catches my ear, I'm going to start playing it on the show in a little feature that for now I'm going to call From the Mailbox. So stay tuned for that, because we're going to hear some stuff from a band from Vienna, Austria called Rent to Kill. And I think you guys are going to like that stuff, along with some stuff from a new band out of Quebec, Canada. Pain Relief is the name of the band. We're going to see what you guys have to say about that. As always, you can hit up The Grind's MySpace page at www.myspace.com/burnside. BURNSIDE 780780. That'll take you to everything we've got up there. We've just uploaded some new videos from the LA edition trip. We've got some Jason Cruz from Strung Out stuff up there, the interview with I Am Ghost, along with some live performance from those guys. What else we have up there? We've got a lot of stuff on the back burner that's going to get up there soon from that trip. We've got some other stuff like the old Weaker Thans and Greg McPherson interview. We've got some stuff from Classified. Pretty much anything that we've done in the past that you haven't seen a video yet for, it's coming. We've got more content than we have time, but it's always getting updated. Hit that place, add me as a friend, or just drop me a note. Let me know what you think about the stuff. Links to all the bands. Lots of stuff that you can go on there and waste time instead of doing homework or doing work. So yeah, check that out. And for now, let's get to some good friends of the show, the boys in St. Alvia Cartel. This is Try to Forget, On the Grind, Volume 14, the Junofest edition. Mm-hmm.
be saying these things, and I really didn't think that it was going to take me this amount of times to work it up. But I'm going to just let you have it because, hell, I can't think of anything better to do in this kind of situation. Okay, yeah, if you want to go ahead and just keep coming around acting the way that you see, dude, then okay, I can deal with that. But let's just look at these things logically. I understand what goes on when I call you at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. You don't be answering your phone. Shit, like, what am I supposed to be doing here? Because I don't know what goes on the other end of the line. Okay, yeah, keep doing this. Whatever you're going to do, keep coming around, keep saying your things. And okay, yeah, maybe like every once every 3 weeks, or fucking whatever the fuck it is. But you know what? Play a fucking game. I'm not buying that shit this time, alright? You go, you do your thing. You come around, you say your thing, you say your other thing. You say that you like me, you say that, fuck, I don't know, maybe we got to work a few together, but it's not the case. You gotta make me do what you do.
Sponsored by Doritos by any chance? I see there's a lot of Doritos back here.
So, like, everything you do, like, yeah, this one goes on Doritos!
If you want to pay for a bus on work, yeah, that'd be even better.
Yeah. I will ride around in a big fucking Doritos bag if I...
Now, you guys are good friends with Punk Radio Cast, with the proximity, Burlington, Brampton. Any shout-outs to Danny or any of those guys? Do you have anything to say from past sessions with us?
I'm a regular on the Morbid Book Show. So it's always good to perform. So nice.
Love you, Mickey Dallas, Mickey Sullivan, right?
Diana still work there?
She does, I think. I don't know. Like the odd show every now and then.
She's been a big supporter from day one. So
Jenna could go fuck herself too.
I love Jenna. Sexy Time Rock Show? What the fuck? Come on.
My Rhino Pass is a bunch of shit.
Fucking, wait a second, I can't say that.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought I'd play with it. Every time I go in, they hit me hammered, so I'm fired.
You can't complain with that, right?
I cannot. I cannot. Yeah, the official, also that Watchtower show.
They
called me up and corresponded on that. They called me up and asked me about my taste in comic books, which is nice. I like comic books.
I'm always surprised. Like, I always listen to the fucking station at work when I'm working away, and I'm just surprised at the amount of different variety that we have on there. It's sort of, I don't know if we could say that it's kind of like the variety of the music that you guys blend into your albums. What's coming up next for San Alvia Cartel?
They tour, then Warp Tour, then making a record.
So how do you guys
feel? Are we ready to go?
We're ready now. Let's go, guys.
I'm ready to cast. We love to go play some rock and roll.
Yeah,
let's get into it, guys. This is San Alvia Cartel, Broken City, Juno Fest 2008. Let's go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was the St. Alvia Cartel with Blonde Kryptonite. Moving on with the show, we're getting into the Followed Frequencies segment. This next track coming up is off of an EP that they put out a while back called Stop Thinking, Start Moving. It was apparently a limited edition first press, and I could not track down the track listings anywhere. I don't know if there was a sheet maybe that kind of fell out when I was leaving the bar with that thing back in the day or what, but this next track coming up, we are going to call it track 5, because it is track 5 off of Stop Thinking, Start Moving, Follow Frequency on the Grind.
Turn the key when simple action and it's done. I believe the situation's decapitating.
Together. there since, what, like 2002 or something? Yeah. 2001. It's been a while. I mean, we sort of did it as a side project to kind of try something different when we were on tour with their respective bands at the time. And then, you know, after those bands sort of dissolved and sort of, you know, played out their course, we decided to keep it going. And, you know, a couple of member circulations. We got Scott in about 3 years ago just to sort of fill out the sound. And it's been, you know, it's good ever since. We haven't really played about 6 months before this. So we just spent the last year or so just writing some new tunes. And we're going back into the studio this month, actually.
Just hitting laboratory for some new beats coming out.
Yeah, I mean, we're all pretty busy. I mean, Isaac playing another punk band called the Colin Becker Free Fall, which is like a really sort of Discord kind of hardcore project, too, like long songs.
Oh, Nancy, I was there. We were hanging out with Phil from Republican Center Gigs. He was there. A couple of guys, you know, from other places were there. I think I saw Cornblatt.
He's rumored to be there.
He's always kind of hanging around.
He's tall, so
he is a tall man.
You know,
if you think you saw Cornblatt, you probably saw Cornblatt. That's the same thing with Bigfoot. If you think you saw Bigfoot, you probably fucking saw Bigfoot. Because how are you going to mistake it? It was a 7 foot girl. Christ, the fucking thing was 7 feet tall and hairy.
That's Cornblatt.
That's Cornblatt. Exactly. Fuck. Bigfoot's Cornblatt.
There it is.
He's going to be a
mystery solved. Sites, any websites, anything?
So, myspace.com/followedfrequency. You can check out, we got our new tune, some new tunes up there, one new tune, and then we'll have some of the EP when we get it out. We'll be up on there too, and that's something
we have. /CDFF.
And then we have the CD if you want to check out the Colorado Follow Through Side Project.
/OOVOILA.
/OOVOILA. That's
OOH.
No, it's not triple O. It is triple O. He doesn't know the website. It's triple O.
Same time, and we become friends and thought it might be a good idea just
we've seen. I mean, you were saying you've been around for a while musically. What changes have happened that you like or that you don't like?
That's a complicated question. It depends. I think that the bar scene in Calgary has improved dramatically since, you know, probably 2000. Like, I remember it being kind of dry and dead. There weren't many venues to play. But the bar scene in Calgary has kind of exploded. There's a lot of 18-plus venues. They're really welcoming a lot of different kinds of music. The crowds are a lot better, a lot more enthusiastic. The LA just seems a little bit more inclusive than it was back then. I remember it being a little bit more tolerant of different kinds of music, and now it's a little bit more pigeonholed. But, you know, it'll ebb and flow like it always does.
What do we have for all ages of venues here now? I remember back in the day we had the Multicultural Center, and then many, many different events happened there, and they've eventually shut that down. So what's going on here for now, for all ages?
Well, the Rehab Center is basically the only place happening right now. Like, it seems like there's been all ages venue that's been shut down. So the other place that was shut down after the show.
Rock Central?
Rock Central. Yeah. One or two shows or something like that been shut down. Like, just seems like horrible luck. And one venue at a time.
I think it's relevant at this point to point out that that a lot of the all-ages motivation that's happening right now is due almost solely in part to a guy named Curtis Fagan, who is basically sort of single-handedly trying to get a consistent hall. He's the one who found Rock Central. He was the one who found the new venue at the Rehab Center. So, I mean, he's booked every weekend for, like, the next 6 months there. So he's gearing up for if he needs to win. He's tooling up for the war.
Does he have a promotion company that he's affiliated with?
Not so far as I know.
It's all something like
it's all ages, you know, it's grassroots.
Curtis Fagan. Curtis Fagan, come get me. We're on our show.
So the Junos are happening here in Calgary this weekend. What have you guys seen in terms of, like, musical support from brought on with that? And do you think it's going to stick around after they leave?
There definitely is a movement here. I mean, the committee that brought the Junos to Calgary is very interested in trying to leave a legacy behind called basically March Music Month. And that's when anytime you see any of the Music Lives Here branding, that's their doing, and they want to get something going. But those things are always, I mean, they take time to make happen. They need momentum and participation from the community, which is always very difficult to do. So, very positive signs in the sense that there are people participating and sort of stepping forward and saying, yes, you know, Music Lives Here, March Music Month kind of stuff, we'll go ahead and fly the same flag. But I think it'll be a while before there is any sort of pickup. And that's it. I mean, it is exciting having the Junos. As much as I love Anne Murray, having her in town, Hippo in the bathtub.
I think in general, like, it's a sign that maybe, you know, finally Calgary is being recognized as a city that has a lot of valid music. Like, I think the general perception across Canada has been that Calgary is kind of a rich town but a cultural wasteland. Yeah. I mean, the only places you can find culture in Canada are Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Halifax. It's the only cities that have anything to offer. That's not true. Every city has something to offer. There's good bands everywhere. Calgary's no exception. And I think, I hope that the fact that the Junos are here and that this whole festival is going on is a sign that maybe it's time that people recognize that it is a must.
I mean, for so long, it's like you think of Calgary, like, as an international visitor or whatever. You think of Calgary, you think of Stampede, you think of country music. But there is so much extra, like, just indie, you know, key stuff that's going on.
It's a good rock and roll scene. Even though when you think Calgary, you think Cowtown, you think Stampede, you think country, you think getting your own ass, right? White ass, right? Like, but it's actually a good rock and roll city. Like, there's a lot of good rock and roll bands, a lot of good punk bands, lots of great metal bands, and just kind of seems to get forgotten when you start thinking about going down as Cowtown.
Any kind of music you can think of, really. Like, not just, you know, like, indie rock kind of music, but there was a thriving jazz scene here a few years ago. I think it
it's still sort of like, you know, it's in the underground, but there's still great talent we found there. Anybody looking for it, there's great music.
Now, outside of the evidence, what I know there's some extra side projects going on. Meter Records yourself, and you're involved with Echo Bass Recordings. And yourself?
I don't know, I guess these guys are traveling. I'm a hired gun in a couple other bands, but other than that, the evidence is my main deal for sure.
I also got a little side thing that I probably wouldn't tell you about called the Analog Kid, and it's like just like Aphex Twin style, like, you know, crazy electronic.
I only show that stuff to my friends, so until I get.
I look forward to when you get to that point that you're ready to release that on the world. That's we hear that, you know,
a couple of years, a couple 10, 15 years.
So what do we have coming up for Echo Bass Recordings? Any new sign-ons?
I take anybody who wants to be recorded, pretty much. I have no specific agenda that needs to be met, but I just rebuilt the space, and it's great. It's way better than the old space. I have so much more room, and it's so much nicer to record bands there. So I just keep on keeping on.
Now, let's look at the history of some of the bands that you've worked with in the past. Who stands out as one of your favorite groups to work with? Let's get the right answer here.
You mean aside from this one? There's a lot of like memorable moments. So for a big one for me this past year was I got to record Forbidden Dimensions on a record, and the first time I heard Forbidden Dimensions, I was 14. It was 1989. It was the Graveyard Line 7-inch. So there's a lot of history there for me. Like they are an amazing band, and they were so like influential on me in the formative years. And so to be able to record them after so many years was a thrill, and I'm proud of the record. Turned out really good. Another good one this year that I had a lot of fun recording was Inner Surge. I did their new record, and it turned out really good. Very underrated metal band in Calgary, I think. Over the years, there's just been so many. I think to date, I did an estimation a little while back, and I figure that I've done over 280 bands since 2000. You know, some of them just were, you know, short. Some of them were just friends that I recorded, but like there's a lot of work that went into it. Ultimately, they all had something to offer, and that's why I recorded it.
And then for Meter Records, what do we have? What do we have on the horizon for Meter Records?
We're about to release. Well, we're talking about the regular stuff, and I'll get to the heavy stuff. We're about to release the Martyr Index record. April 12th is kind of the official date that we have actual product in hand.
And that's at the Palm Beach.
Next week, that's right.
With Forbidden Dimension.
There's another big thing happening this year, being 2008. The label is 10 years old. The Browns, one of our sort of, I guess, legacy bands, is 10 years old. And One Shot Left, our bros and other legacy bands, turned 10 years old. So we're having a bit of it around longer than that. Well, you would think so.
The kind of shit that they've been doing. <That's
right. laughs> My memories go back far with those guys.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot longer.
Yeah. So September, we have a weekend booked in September where we'd be kind of celebrating that triple 10-year anniversary. The biggest thing that's happening this year is we are actually moving into kind of an entirely different format for the label and moving towards something known as Creative Commons in our copyright. So basically what it is embracing the sharing of music as a part of how music is consumed. And I mean, we've never minded if people want to, if you'd like a record that we put out and you like it enough to tell your friends, that's awesome. Give it to them for sure. But this is basically a means of sort of making that official and also, I guess, doubling our efforts in terms of encouraging people to do that. So
I think in general the problem with the industry is that it is very top heavy, and there's still this huge push by the industry to law piracy and music theft.
We're looking at like a $5 or whatever amount it is charged for internet to cover that kind of stuff. Do you think that's really going to, you know, cover that, or is that just another grab?
Well,
the industry has.
That's just the thing. It's like, it's a way for them to make more money, and they're talking about, oh, the poor artists. The artist isn't seeing any of it.
Yeah. How much do the artists actually see out there anywhere?
They never were. Yeah. You know, like, it's just one of those things. It's unavoidable. It's like when you get an industry that's so top-heavy and that's so, you know, sort of bloated in that regard, the money is, like, trickled down the best. So, like, you're not protecting the artists, you're protecting corporations. And the idea behind the Creative Commons is that the copyright still exists, because as soon as you create something, it's copyright. You just have to prove that. You just have to prove that it's copyright. So the copyright is there to protect the artist from people who would take advantage of their music, which is corporate entities, you know, ones that are a little less ethical. Because there's a lot of corporate entities out there that aren't more ethical. You know. It's just, it's rare. In this industry especially, it always has been. So Collective Commons helps the artist protect themselves and the industry and not the fans. The fans are helping you.
So what do we have coming up for the evidence in the months to come?
New record, yeah. Like, that's what can be...
I've only been working on it for over a year.
July 9. Yeah.
Like, we started work on it 14 months ago. Yeah. Unfortunately, my studio was down for a while, so being rebuilt for 7 months and moving and all this stuff. So we just didn't have enough time to really get into it. We didn't have the space, so now we're finally lighting the proverbial fire under our asses to get it done. And I'm actually optimistic that we'll have it done by the end of the month. So excited.
Well,
that doesn't mean it'll be out by the end of the month, but
yeah. It'll be done, therefore it'll be off.
And you've seen the artwork, right? I've seen the artwork. Yes.
I'm very excited to see it.
Very excited.
We have some amazing artists named Heather McLean, local artist. She's actually a tattoo artist, and she's just the best.
You're a genius.
So I can't wait to see it, because I haven't even seen it.
Like, what I like about it is we've told her kind of what the album is called, given a very vague idea of what it's kind of about, and just been like,
I gave her a very specific idea.
I sent her all the lyrics, too, because I wanted to make sure that she really understood the general
and meaning of the record. I think that she did. Even though I haven't seen it, I'm sure that she did. And we just kind of said, paint us something. And so she is, and I think it's going to take a little bit to see it.
Now, I have to mention here, you were on the inaugural version of The Grind last January in Warren, Ripped Warren, the old OSL. Now, I understand there's a one shot left. Is this confirmed? Show, 10-year anniversary show, May?
Yes, absolutely. 9th, 10th, 11th.
And that's in the Hatch, or is that here?
It's in Medicine Hat, and they're actually doing something a little strange. They're doing, I think, 2 acoustic shows and then 1 full on rock show. And
I'm on tour.
No, it's going to be amazing. And that's, we're going to hopefully get them to play the same kind of lineup in September in Calgary. I know they've been working on it. The dates aren't confirmed. I think it's 9th, 10th, 11th. But, it should be amazing. 10 years. It's such a great band. It's so... I'm trying to grow up to it.
It's amazing how fast time flies, though, when like, you're plugging away at music, you're plugging away at whatever, and you look back, and you're like, oh, shit, we're reaching that point with this label or with this band or with this recording.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah, time flies, and I think, you look around at all your peers, all your friends are sort of... They're still here doing the same thing, bringing music into the live venues and, you know, still playing in bands and still actually functioning. It's all quite obvious that it's out of love for what they do and love for music. And that's the company you want to surround yourself with. So we're in a place right now where we're very happy. All the friends around us are peers that we respect, and we're having a great time playing music, focusing on what we love, and it's awesome.
So this is your opportunity here to maybe give some shout out or like plug some local bands or some bands that you're friends with that you think some listeners to punkradiocast.com should be aware of. We'll start off with you, Tyler.
Well, definitely, like we mentioned, Forbidden Dimension, just because they've been around for so long and they're so good. Other than that, you've got to mention there's so many bands in Calgary, I don't want to mention one because it seems like you're going to miss out on somebody else. Yeah,
somebody's going to get left out. You never want to do that.
just so much good stuff here. It's true. Like, I mean, I get to see it all the time. It comes through my studio. And I play it with them at shows. Like, it's all over the place. Can't avoid it. So
definitely, in general, just check out the Calgary scene. Check out the MySpace sites and just link through there. Let's get your MySpace site right now.
It's myspace.com/theevidenceca. No dot. It's very complicated. MySpace.com/TheEvidenceCA.
That complicated?
I think it was that complicated. It's confusing. Yeah.
Anyway, I've noticed that.
Yeah. We're huge on the internet. It's so exciting. Yeah.
All right, anything else you guys want to plug out there before we get wrap things up?
Radio Cast and Bernie and the Grind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
set was The Evidence with a track called A Christmas Truce. And before that, we heard another track that is also going to be off of their upcoming release that they were talking about called Polarity. And the track itself was called Scales. And that's what kicked off the whole interview. Right now, we're going to get into the last Calgary Juno Fest interview of the show, but we still have a lot more stuff coming up. We've got those bands from the mailbox segment, the brand new segment on the grind. And for the time being, let's just keep rolling. This is the Neckers with Share Secrets. Show update here for you guys. In the grind's fashion of being completely unorganized at times and being a very last minute production, I neglected to see that I currently do not have the Neckers interview that I recorded that night on my recording device. I was getting ready to prep it up, and then I have the sound check and it cuts out after that. We did have a camera going. Unfortunately, there was a lot of ambient noise going on, a little party in the background. So I was toying with putting it on, but really it's just kind of frustrating if you're trying to hear what's actually being said. So that being said, my apologies to the Neckers. We are definitely going to be getting those guys on the show again in the near future. For the time being, though, let's toss on another one of their tracks. This one is called "Don't Want to Worry," and after that, we will roll on with the show, and hopefully everything else will run a little bit more smoothly.
From the box that carries mail, this is From the Mailbox.
Perfect.
That was Primetime Killers by Rent to Kill, the very first track on the brand new feature within the grind called From the Mailbox. Rent to Kill, these guys are, they've got some big shows coming up over the summer. They're from Vienna, Austria, and they'll be doing some supporting work for the Flatliners when they're playing over there in on their European tour, as well as they have a date with A Wilhelm Scream coming up. And they're also going to be playing with Propagandhi coming up later in the summer. So big things coming up for these guys. Let's get to another track by Rent to Kill. This one is called Recuerdos de Fulan de V. I've probably screwed up the pronunciation of that, but this track will make up for it. Rent to Kill on From the Mailbox on the Grind. If you like what you heard there, it is www.myspace.com/rentokill, R-E-N-T-O-K-I-L-L, and you can check out more stuff from those guys. If you want to do what they did, just drop me a note on the MySpace site and send me some music, or you can also send your press kits off my way, contact me, and I'll hook you up with the address on that, and we'll get you featured on The Grind. And coming up next on From the Mailbox, we have a couple tracks from Pain Relief. Earlier in the show, I said these guys were a new band out of Quebec. I need to do a little correction. New to me. These guys, they are from Quebec, but they've been around since about 2004, and they have a few releases out. Let's get to the first track by these guys. It's called Getting Through on the Grind from the Mailbox. We'll be right back. And if you like what you just heard there and you want to show these guys some love, hit up their page at myspace.com/painreliefpunk, and you'll be able to check all of their info out and see what they are up to in the future. We've got one more track from them, and it is called AWT, Another White Trash, off of the Another White Trash EP released back in 2005. Pain Relief from Quebec, Canada. Here we go. Well, we've just about wrapped up another volume of The Grind. Before we get to that, though, we are going to give you a little heads up on what's coming up in the future volumes. We will be talking to... we'll be doing another hip-hop edition. We're going to be checking out the Buck 65, Cadence Weapon and Scratch Bastard concert coming up this Friday, tonight actually, in Saskatoon, and we're going to see what we can get for interviews from there, and so you know we'll have lots of music and all that kind of stuff coming at you. Also, you may have heard some Trailer Park Boys stuff on the Punk Radio Cast station if you've been listening for the past week or so. We are going to be catching up with Trailer Park Supervisor and Assistant Trailer Park Supervisor, Mr. Leahy and Randy, the Shirtless Wonder. So we'll be checking out what they have to say, and that'll be coming up in the next few weeks or so. Always check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780, and there's all sorts of new videos always being updated there. You can always download past volumes of The Grind. And yeah, let's get to some of that music now. And these tracks came to me in the form of a 7-inch vinyl, interestingly enough, sent to me by my brother. He picked it up at a punk rock show he was at a few weeks back. The big tie into this whole thing here is that all this stuff was recorded by Casey from The Evidence, which you heard earlier in the show. Now, the whole thing about this is it's a Pogues cover album, and we're going to hear a track from Rum Runner. And then we're also going to hear a track from Blotto Boys, which is sort of comprised of some members from the Motherfuckers. And you might remember them from back in Volume 11 of The Grind, the Death by Stereo New Year's Eve 2008 edition. We'll hear Rum Runner first. That track is called Fall from Grace of God. And then right after that, to wrap the show right up, it is Transmetropolitan by the Blotto Boys. Here on The Grind, Volume 14 on punkradiocast.com.
Belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go.